So of course, you know, when you first have those attachment or hatred, then you there has to be some kind of condition, like talking in terms of the gross level. In the gross level, like, you are attached to somebody. Why? Because somebody is nice to you, give you something, so that serves as the condition for you to be attached to that person. And that is just a condition. The cause is there. Real, the cause is the ignorance, because of not seeing the actual mode of existence of that person. And because of that, when that person gives you something, does something nice to you, then you are attached to that. And because of having that, when this person does something bad to you, then you have a hatred to that. And then when you talk about it, it's subtler than, like, just by seeing a flower, beautiful flower, because of not really understanding the flower, not seeing the actual mode of existence of the flower, and you see the flower as beautiful, and not only as beautiful as it is, but more beautiful than it really is. So you exaggerate the beauty of that flower, and then your attachment boosts like that.
I understand that, but what about before there were flowers or people or anything to become attached to?
Mm-hmm.
What led to that initial differentiation? What led to the first sense of a self?
So first sense of self? Like,
yeah. In the beginning, there was the cause of ignorance. Or the first...
Well, Geshe-la already said there's no beginning of the delusion, right? I mean, there's no beginning to the ignorance. You understood that, right?
I understand there's no beginning to ignorance, but does that mean that there were always results of that ignorance? Were there always forms? Were there always...
그때는 차바다는 뒤에 여봐라. 차바다는 세단다 치단다 차바다 저기에 대해 통화 여말했으라.
여말해. 독성과 통화 여말.
많은 사람 통화 여말. 그러나 코란스는 다 단다고 매도 넣어 보다 돼서 매매값 줘라. 돼서 때는 매도 흔드는 건 차바 가를 차게 해라.
매매값을 매도 하면 매 차바 여말. 라나 매 차바 여말했으라. 라나 그때 쇼지 무슨 일이 빠지 여말했으라.
So anyway, there's also no beginning to the attachment and anger. Yeah, so like even there's a time when there's no flowers and no maybe a house and so forth, but there's no time, there's no self, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you can be attached to self, The strongest self in attachment is to the self, right? So there's always that, there. So attachment to self is more stronger, than the attachment to the flower or other external objects.
And that's without beginning.
No. There's no beginning. Sorry?
Is that the same as no cause?
No, there is a cause, of course.
There's a cause of ignorance.
Sorry?
There is a cause of
ignorance, yeah. Yeah, because it is impermanent, impermanent, right? So because the ignorance is impermanent, so it changes, and when what makes it changes, what makes it change, is its causes. So when we talk about the ignorance, the cause of the ignorance, the previous moment of the ignorance is the cause of the ignorance. So when you go trace back like that, there's no beginning. So the previous, serves as the cause for the later ones. So this is how we accept. There is no beginning to ignorance, but there is an end to ignorance. There is no beginning to sentient being, but there is an end, to the sentient being. So when everybody become Buddha, then that's the end of the sentient being. And because in this school, it says everybody, as long as you are sentient being, as long as you have mind, you have a Buddha nature, and you can become Buddha. So at that time, that's the end of the sentient being. So that's the reason Geshe-la said why he said at the beginning that, it is very, very difficult, to not have this, ignorance, thinking about oneself, looking, grasping or apprehending to the self, because we are always, since beginningless time, there's no beginning. Since beginningless time, we've been always, grasping or clinging to the self. and as existing form is one-sided. So that is the biggest or the strongest ignorance. And it's very difficult to abandon, but it is possible. It's very difficult. It will take a very, very long time and so much work, but it's possible and it's worth, doing it. So, because it takes a long time, the process has to be continuous. If there is a break, in between, then it's very difficult to resume, to come back to the line and again work on that. So therefore, it is very important first, to make sure that in every rebirth, we are born as human being, and so that we can continue born as human being, with the opportunities to practice Dharma, so that one can then continue to practice Dharma, throughout every life. And otherwise, if one is born in the lower realm and one cannot practice Dharma for a long, long time, then that will take, that will make a very, very long gap in between. And so that will take even longer. And not only that, that if you are born in the lower realm, not only that will, take long time for you to be, born in the as a human being, but because of being born in the animal realm, then you create more and more negative karma, and then you take lower and lower rebirth, from lower to lower rebirth, and then never be born in the upper realm. So it will be very, very difficult, and it will take a long time, to be free from that. So therefore, it's very important to be, to make sure that one is born as a human being in next life. And that is the reason why we have to be very careful in this life, and now we have the opportunity. And we have time.
Krishna, I have a question on another topic. When the realization of emptiness occurs, the bodhicitta increases. Is that right?
Does
the bodhicitta increasing because the delusion is falling away, or is it another reason?
So it is like it is nature, to increase the bodhicitta, because once you have realized emptiness, then you see that you can abandon the delusions. In our case now, when we have not realized emptiness, we know, by thinking, by applying many reasons, yes, it is possible to abandon the delusions because and so, But at that time, you don't have to think the reason, you see it directly. And that time you see it so clear that you cannot, sit still, to not abandon something, not do something, so you're rushing all the time. And at the same time, you also see the nature of the other sentient beings, their suffering situation and so forth, and then your compassion, becomes more strong. So, of course, in the on site, the delusions become more powerless, because you have seen the emptiness, and you don't have that much of clinging or attachment and so forth. So of course delusions have gone down, but also you see all this nature, and then you rush and you cannot sit still, and so that's why you do more practice, throughout day and night. You meditate, and your bodhicitta and whatever other realizations, boost up.
Okay.
Do the short mandala in Tibetan, and then the final Lam Rim dedication prayers, then page 8.